Welcome to day 19 of our 21-day healing journey. Try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're reading from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly. Jesus was speaking to people living on the earth in times like ours, where it's hard, it's tough, it's trying, and you might feel like it's too much, that you can't go on, that you're overwhelmed, that no matter how much you do, you don't get anywhere. But Jesus says, I have come to change that, to take your burdens on my shoulders and give you my strength and my life, one that is not heavy, one that doesn't feel to weigh you down, but something that gives you freedom and lightness of life. Jesus wants you to cast your burdens, your cares, place your challenges on him today and receive from him that he desires to release you into freedom and ease, into grace, into an unforced way of living where it feels easy and light. Father, I thank you that people listening today sense your rest and your peace. Whatever is burdening us today, no matter how impossible, whether it is health-wise, financial-wise, relationship-wise, whatever is a problem, whatever is a mess, whatever is a trial, whatever is against us, God, we let you take it off us. And we receive your rest. We receive your ease. And we trust to walk with you and learn from you in this life of grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.